Before we start the show, we would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this show is being recorded today, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders, past, present.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very heavy. The Hot Nights Podcast.
So we've all been late.
Well, yeah, we have all been
we've
late.
We've all been late, and I think we should be forgiven for being late.
She's saying all this, guys, because she didn't even turn up to our meeting today.
So,
do you want to set it up, or do you want me to tell it? Do you want me to tell it?
Maybe you can tell from your perspective.
Yeah, okay.
And I can tell what I was doing.
So, okay. I'll tell it.
Okay.
So we're all in the meeting room.
So we're meeting online. Before the show to say, yep. You know, what are we doing tonight? And Mondays are usually important because we've got the whole weekend. And
they're most important.
Yes, yes.
They have all the sales stuff. It's very important.
Yeah.
We're all on the WebEx. Everything's good. Also, should be Zoom. We'll talk about that another day. On the WebEx and no chat field. Where's the chats? Executive producer texts the chat field. Says, hey, you all good? You write back.
No, half an hour after we started the meeting, he texted me.
Oh, I didn't know that part. I thought it was all to do with...
So last time that Abby missed the meeting, she was asleep.
I
didn't want to call her in case she was napping.
But I was napping after I had to do a big thing for work in the morning, very early in the morning. So I got given a pass because I had a big work thing very early in the morning,
yeah.
After doing nights, morning, nights.
Yeah,
it's very
stressful. Yeah.
So
half an hour later.
I get a text at 5 o'clock, half an hour later.
You're good?
And you're good? Okay, yeah.
Duh, fine.
And my next text is, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, the meeting.
You're allowed to be late sometimes.
Just like this guy.
This guy.
And I think it's fine to be late if you're honest.
If you're honest about it.
So a tweet has gone a little bit viral.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, young lady I work with just turned up to work 7.5 hours late and said, sorry, I slept in.
Pretty great, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. What's your go-to excuse?
Well, I have pardon me. I got a slug in my throat. I have slept in and I was probably 3 hours late already and I was still in bed.
To work?
Yeah. I was like slept in and I didn't go to work and phone was ringing and I just kind of just put my doona over my head and just didn't pick it up. And the next day they're like, where were you? And I was like, oh, I just slept it. I'm sorry.
Really?
I didn't even get back to him. That's probably when I'm probably 21. I
would, could never do that. Is this in radio?
Now. No, this was in Canada. I was working in a kitchen.
Oh, so
whatever.
It was...
whatever.
No,
just a whatever.
Not too big of a deal.
Not too big of a deal. What do you do?
I usually just say, I don't know. Oh my God. Guys.
You lie, so you lie.
Well, like,
this looks like a lie. You got a lie face on
but
the moment.
I don't think I've ever been like hours late. I don't think I've ever like slept through something that's like 4 hours late like that. Like I don't think I have. I think if I did, I'd probably just said that like I don't know.
You've never been
I had a tummy ache.
Oh, sore tummy.
Yeah, but if I'm a little bit late, it's often just that I'm very like for example, when we used to, I used to drive a different way into work before I learned the right way to come in you. And I would get every red light. If I got the first one, it was every single one. It would add, honestly, 25 minutes on. Like it would add 25 minutes onto my journey.
Maybe 15.
So I would,
I don't
drive from there. You've never driven from out there I'm from. You don't get where I'm from.
What, Ulladulla down the coast?
You don't get where I'm from. You don't understand where I'm from.
If you knew where Abby was, you'd understand why that is very, very pretentious.
No, but where I'm from, there's a set of lights every, 100 metres.
It's the city, mate. Every city has traffic lights.
Grr. Anyway, so I just tell the truth, but when I am late, it's because I'm just scattered, not because I've slept in or something.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a good girl.
Yeah.
I'm a good girl. But we want to ask.
Why were you late?
Why were you late? Because I love the honesty of just like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why were you late?
Or you know what? Couldn't really bother today.
Yeah.
Coming to work.
Was it today? Was it yesterday? Was it last year?
Yeah.
Is it your go-to excuse?
Yeah.
Why were you late?
13, 10, 60. We want excuses. We want truthies.
Yep. We want you to be very transparent with the chat field and the slug.
Why were you late?
Yep. Take calls next. 13, 10, 60.
Hot Nights Podcast.
You're late.
Again, I see.
So a tweet's gone a bit viral. Basically, someone said, young lady I work with that just rocked up to work 7.5 hours late, long time wait, and said, sorry, I slept in.
How long's the shift?
Isn't the shift over?
Be pretty close to being
and
over.
And also, did he get corny one on the way? Like, hey, guys, do you still need me?
Yeah, like, I just woke up.
Like, I just woke up. I'm so sorry.
Can I catch some emails on like my phone?
I'm so sorry. Yeah. Not good, is it? Anyway, so we asked you, why were you late?
Why were you late?
Tom, why were you late?
I was late because, I'll be honest, I love the snooze button.
How many times would you snooze on average?
4 or 5 times. I make sure I set my alarm really early so that I can just keep hitting it.
Really?
Yeah, me too, because it's so satisfying going,
just keep hitting it.
10
just,
more minutes.
Just keep hitting it.
Isn't it? Actually, because it's always 9 minutes.
But if I set my alarm later, I'd get the 10 minutes anyway, but I do agree. It's just, you just keep hitting snooze. You think you're getting that extra time.
It's so nice. Fran, why were you late?
Oh, I got stuck in my garage.
Oh no!
God, what happened?
Well, I was in the car and just put the thing to get the garage door up, and the chain on the garage door broke.
Oh,
not
the garage door didn't go up.
Now, isn't there like a I have a garage door.
Is it like somewhere.
A manual thing you can do or like anything?
Yeah, apparently there is, and it took him 25 minutes to find that out.
Yeah, right. That's a fair enough reason to be late. That's fair enough, I think.
So, yeah.
You cannot get out of your...
Innocent.
Yeah, innocent.
Innocent.
Fran. Oh, no, not Fran, sorry. Emma, why were you late?
I may or may not have been... I slept with my boss, so we were both coming from the same hotel room.
You kind of got a bit muffled there. Just like you to repeat it.
Slept with the boss.
Yep. Okay. All right. Yeah. Like the first time, or you just doing it on the sly?
A bit of both.
Well, they only get one.
So was it the first time?
So it wasn't the
first
time.
And were you both late, and did you try to arrive separately?
We tried to arrive separately, but we said we were at like a work breakfast. Like, we got taken out for breakfast, but we were actually at a hotel room.
Taken out for breakfast, all right. Together. Wow.
Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, because you got to stagger your entry. I used to
have a bit of fun with the boss.
With the guy at work.
Mm.
And, like, we'd go at lunchtime to his house. I'd be like, see you in 5 minutes. Like, yeah, 5 minutes.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
What's up? I'm Kim Kardashian.
It's time to play Chattergories.
Chattergories is back, baby. We're doing it again.
I love it.
It's categories and the chat field mashed together for a radio game we call Chattergories.
Chattergories, very smart. It's very fun. Here's what happens. There's three categories. A Chattergory, which is my category. I choose whatever I want. If you don't like it, no bother calling up because I get to choose what I want.
Yeah, you do.
Even if you never heard of the person it's about. The second category is the coolest category. Has to be fair, though. Has to be something that I may know as well. And the third category is a surprise category.
I'm going to just do whatever they want.
Well, that sucks because my name's on the show and I make the rules.
And the prize tonight is a 1-year Disney Plus subscription and $100 to Mecca for Kylie Cosmetics, the new star original series of Kardashians streaming now on Disney Plus, which is great, by the way. Go and check it out.
Really good. You love it.
I do love it, yeah.
You're obsessed.
It's filmed really well. Travis Barker's on it. It's like they're older and more mature now.
Yeah, I mean, it has been like how long?
It's been
12 years, I think?
Something like that, yeah.
Crazy.
It's a lot of time, isn't it?
Anyway, it's a lot of time.
The contestant today, hello to you, Katie.
Hi, how you going?
Hi, Katie. Are you ready to go down?
Whoa.
I'm ready to win.
Interesting Good response, Katie. I am as well. Let's see how we go.
All right, question number one, like we have just spoken, Abby's category, which is Rowan, a.k.a. Sluggy, a.k.a. Mwah.
Have you heard of Rowan before, Katie?
I have. I listen to every episode on the podcast. So.
Oh, Katie might know.
Katie, actually, good shot here. You might know.
Katie, you stroke his ego very much.
Now, we're talking questions, not stroking. Here we go. Here comes the question. Which Australian state is Rowan from?
Katie. Tasmania?
Yeah, girl. I'm a Tassie boy. Yeah, girl. I'm a Tassie boy. Launceston in particular. Shout out the West Tamar.
What's the West Tamar?
It's you know, a little council. It's the council bit you're in. And there's the Tamar River and I'm from the West Tamar. Anyway, no one needs to know. No one cares.
Oh, we do care.
Katie, one to you.
Next question.
Yeah, and next one is Katie's category, which is Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah. I tried to watch it once on a flight to Perth. I only got, obviously, what, 3 episodes in because it's only 5 hours to Perth. So then I thought, you know, well, I'm not going to find this on any streaming service.
I think you can. I think it's on one of them. Anyway.
No, it's probably on 6 of them, but I couldn't at the time.
Oh, no, probably not.
I forgot about it. As soon as I got off the plane.
Well, it's not on Disney Plus, and that's all we care about. Here we go. Here comes the question.
Aggressive, wasn't it?
Who is the mother of dragons?
Abby.
Katie.
Abby.
Khaleesi. Is that her name?
I think it's Khaleesi.
Who's Khaleesi?
She's like the hot blonde one, right?
Doesn't she like dragons?
That's not the question. None of those are the questions, Katie. But you have a shot at it. Who is the mother of dragons?
Daenerys Targaryen.
I think that's how you say
Sorry.
It.
Sorry. Katie won!
Well done, Katie!
Daenerys Targaryen.
No, Daenerys. Daenerys?
Daenerys Targaryen.
Targaryen, like charcoal chicken?
Targaryen.
You know what, Katie? You deserve that one because I had no idea. I was just naming anyone that I could because I was so scared of losing 2-0 and look what's happened.
You thought of it. Is it Jon Snow? Khaleesi? By the way, actually, Katie, what's Khaleesi's claim to fame? What does she do? Is she a witch?
Well, Khaleesi is actually another name for Daenerys Targaryen.
Hang on. Okay, you shouldn't have said that. You actually shouldn't have said that.
Okay. Now,
name.
Her name is not Khaleesi, okay? Her name is Daenerys Targaryen, and in her full title, it does include Khaleesi of the Great Grass Sea.
Sorry.
However, that's not her name.
Her name.
Well done, Katie. You win.
Thank you.
I'm actually this close to walking out of this radio show. Girl, then, Katie, I'm happy you got a little prize there. Yep. Proud of you.
Don't say a little prize. A prize. A big prize. 1 year Disney Plus subscription,
$100. Who's the Kardashian question? Because I probably would have gotten that.
Who is the youngest Kardashian Jenner sister?
Abby, Kylie.
There you go. But you didn't win.
Well,
Katie won.
I did.
Katie won.
Katie, I'm very happy for you, darling. Enjoy your prize.
Thank you.
I love you. Bye.
The new Star original series, The Kardashians, streaming now on Disney Plus. It's a shame to lose that one. Get off your phone, mate. We're still talking.
I actually can't. I'm actually having a stalk.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
That's how you use that tilde.
Comrade, it's my boyfriend. We're very much in love. It's very disgusting.
Really hot.
Yeah, boyfriend. Really hot.
Oh, yeah. It's midweek with Comrade.
You shouldn't wear that.
No, you didn't say that.
This could be interesting.
Well.
So every Wednesday we have a midweek with Comrade. We missed a few weeks because he was busy, I was busy, whatever.
Stuff to do.
Grow up. Everyone's like, are you broken up? No.
I thought that
the
too.
Radio segment isn't the only, you know, define of a relationship.
Yeah.
But we're back again. So because we started off long distance and now we live together, you know, sometimes things get missed. So every week one of us can bring up a gripe about the other.
And that's actually Conrad's turn for the gripe, isn't it?
We've been hijacking it.
Hello, Conrad.
Sluggy, how you going?
Good, thanks. Hey, by the way, I've been meaning to tell you, I know how you rock all that Puma gear. I got some Puma shoes today, so we're going to be extra sexy.
Nice. What did you get?
There's some suede classics. I think they're the 30. They might be the 11. I'm not sure. We'll talk about it later.
We'll have to go for a trot together.
Totally, love to do it.
Anyway, babe, what's up?
Oh, so it's my turn. It is my turn.
Yes, it's your turn to bring a gripe. And I feel like, sorry, Puma chat. Just waiting for it to be over. Babe, what's the gripe? Because today when we were talking about it, you said it's happened a few times since you last thought about it. And I'm worried about it. So tell us what it is so I can fight you and prove you wrong.
Aggressive. I was worried about, well, it hadn't happened for a little while, so I thought, okay, and then it came up again. And I thought, this is reckless, almost careless.
Wow, can be so interesting.
I don't know about you, Roland. I feel most people waste the toilet paper, so it folds over the top of the roll, so it rolls off nicely when you use it.
I mean, everyone puts it over the top of the roll. No one goes on the other way, and so it goes behind.
Am I right? Yeah.
So what's your gripe?
It's weird. What do you mean? What's my gripe?
That's your gripe. Maybe it's the cleaners that I pay for.
You don't know, babe. We haven't had the cleaners for a while. You just chuck. It's like you stand at the door of the bathroom and just throw the roll at the roller, and whatever way it goes off is how it's
fast
doing.
And loose. Oh, okay. Sorry. My apologies, comrade. You're saying Abby puts the roll. You don't have the paper roller in the back, do you?
I don't think about it because I have other things on my mind.
It's careless. It is reckless. And it actually is waste because you actually have to pull off more to get it from the back. It's true.
Don't you think?
Yeah, no, I don't even think I know.
But we have Who Gives a Crap, so isn't like recycled?
No,
it's weird. It's weird. You've been you're always in hotels, right?
Yeah, but I don't sit there and on the toilet think about which way is the toilet paper.
How can you not notice when you're in the hotel and it's got?
Because
like,
it doesn't matter.
They're doing. No, it does. It's annoying.
It doesn't matter. Who? Okay.
No, it's annoying.
Why is it annoying? How is that annoying to you? How's it annoying to you?
Because it's harder to roll off. It's weird. It's awkward. It's at the back. You can't. It doesn't. It doesn't work that way.
But
you
are right. As someone with the plumbing that I have, I actually wipe more often than you do.
Do you mean your internal plumbing?
Yeah, yes. It must be so annoying. How have you not noticed you're doing it wrong?
Yeah. So you got the double time to realize it's wrong.
Yes, I actually don't care because I'm an adult. I have other things to worry about than which way the toilet paper goes. Isn't that I'm purposely doing it? I'm not going to sit there and be like, no, it's actually better because it's because I have other things going on. And actually today it was the quote unquote correct way. And I put that roll on 2 days ago. So.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
because
not. I'm going to look right now.
I
replenished it.
Did you?
Oh,
there's
not there.
There's nothing.
I forgot to.
Right,
it's my ADHD. But
so you didn't even replace the toilet roll. You just left the roll on there.
You know why? Careless, you know why? Because I had to get on the meeting for the show. So you can blame Rowan.
Busy. Rowan. Why would you blame me?
Because we changed the time of the meeting.
Well, that's true. I went. We did, of Rowan. Yeah, I did. Yeah. I went to a show. Yeah.
So, babe, here's my rebuttal.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Go up.
That's not an appropriate rebuttal. If you have
the thing is,
you just are you mediating, Rowan? Are you mediating this one?
I'm trying to. There's not much to say because I don't. Why
it doesn't matter.
It's not an appropriate response, Abby. I don't think.
No, but here's the thing, babe. Nothing you say or do is going
to
change what I do in regards.
Shush. Nothing I say or do matters.
Nothing you say or do changes how I'm going to act in terms of toilet roll positioning because. I don't care. I've never cared. I'm 27 years old. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It's weird.
Do you reckon now, though, now that it's been brought up and brought to attention?
I'll purposely put it other way.
No, you don't do that.
Well.
I thought you loved him.
I do love him, but how do you know it wasn't Jolie, my sister?
Oh, she might have been mucking around with the toilet roll.
How do you know it wasn't the Chatfields? Yeah, not just me.
Maybe it's a Chatfield thing.
It could be a Chatfield thing.
You know why? Right. Because Mum was ever like, you have to put in this way. She was a single parent. She had other things going on.
Oh, my God.
You can't be doing this, mate.
I can.
It's got nothing to do with your mother.
No. Laura was ever like, this is the way you put the toilet paper on. You know why? We live our lives. We're on the beach every day at the Gold Coast. We weren't sitting around being like, oh, where's the toilet paper? Which way is it going? Grow up. Actually, grow up. And anyone who thinks it matters is the people that are like, oh, I can't handle when there's like a soap sud in the sink. Get over it.
All right.
Like, you have a different interest.
Okay, all right.
You were on the debate team in high school, weren't you?
Yes, I was for only a term, but only because I was time poor. I had to quit because I was working 3 jobs.
That's why
I didn't know which way to put the toilet paper.
This is where we need to talk about how when you're having an argument, you weaponize things that aren't in the argument. You've got to stop.
But you know what?
Here we go. Waiting.
I'm never going to think about the toilet roll ever, just so you know. Past this moment.
You could try. I reckon try.
I just don't care.
Okay. Well, Conrad, I agree with you, but sorry, brother.
Babe, change it. If you want to change it around, change it around, because I don't care either way.
Bye, bro.
On the podcast, things are very hot. Very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
Hot Nights right across the country with Abby Chatfield. Now my computer's not working. Now even the computer had an absolute meltdown.
How good is that? It was so good. How's your day going?
Look, what is going on?
What is happening?
Okay.
What is happening? What's happening is there's been McCrindle's 2022 Australian Baby Names Report has been released.
Oh, great. We've been waiting for this one.
You and I have been sitting here. We had timers on. We had reminders on saying, where is McCrindle's? Where is it?
I created a specific Google calendar just waiting for it. It was the only event.
The only event. And there have been some Australian names that have really fallen short.
Which
ones? Now, we've read them out before.
Yeah.
I'll read them out again.
Oh, yeah. Read them out again.
These are the biggest dropping names.
All right. In popularity.
Popularity.
Okay.
Jasmine, Lara, Summer, Emma, Claire, Connor, Luke, Nicholas, Matthew, Jaden. I will point out, in the boys' names, a lot of Bible names dropping. Luke, Matthew. Oh, no. Nicholas isn't Nicholas. Is Nicholas a Bible name? No, that's John.
John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Nick? Is Nick the old New Testament?
Nah, Nick. I don't think Nick's in there.
Nicholas might be the New Testament.
Nah, Nicholas.
Are you thinking of Saint Nick?
Yes, yeah,
South Pole, North Pole.
Still, very Bible name.
No one's calling their new daughter Summer.
Yeah.
No one is. No, I don't know one Summer.
I quite like the name. I quite like these names.
I like Lara. Lara's a nice name.
But do you think Lara was really... But I guess if Lara was really popular last year, like, what's happened in the past year?
I don't know. How is it going to drop?
Maybe climate change has ruined Summer.
Poor Summer.
Poor Summer.
Someone's mum's working up with a sunburn. Like, well, yeah. Cross that off the list.
No, thank you, Summer. The ozone hole is way too big.
What about Connor?
I
would have thought Connor, because of Connor McGregor, maybe might have gone up a bit. Although he's not doing so
he's
well
not
now.
As big, because this is drops from last year. So I reckon.
Oh, I get it now.
As Connor McGregor's popularity decreases, so do the babies named after him. But I actually have a theory about baby names.
Oh, please tell me.
No, this is only for, like, if you have a traditional name that you really want to name your kid, this is not for that. I'm saying people who are of Anglo-Saxon, like, I'm not saying if you have a beautiful, like if you are Indian, a beautiful Indian name. I'm saying.
Yeah.
I probably think it's a good idea and they will never, ever change popularity to name your kids after royalty.
After royalty, right.
Because I've never seen royalty, like things like, where's William?
Yeah. Bill? Right.
Although I feel like there's like Charles, Charlie. How many Charlies do you know? Charlotte.
Cutler Charlies.
Yeah.
Charlotte.
Now, my kids aren't getting any of those names, but I feel like if you want to name, if you care about McCrindles, they're going to change.
McCrindles. Oh, sorry. I was like, you didn't read out that name.
No, if you, McCrindle. And then my third favorite name is McCrindle. I'm just saying, I feel like I never see any changes when it comes to royalty.
Me either.
I mean, they aren't great people. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I'm not a monarchist.
Right.
But in terms of if you want to be on McCrindles your whole life.
Hey, sure. Call yourself
a
royal.
Although you've done that for the Bible as well. But then, you know, Jaden's lost.
Hot Nights today, Chaffee. Hot Nights Podcast. We did ask you to call 13 10 60 to defend your name. We called out your name, said call. Got a couple of calls here. Hello to you, Jasmine.
Hi.
Jasmine, how do you feel? You've dropped from, I think, around 20-something to 78. You've decreased by 55
Damn,
points.
That's pretty upsetting.
I love the name Jasmine.
You know, it means it's more unique now, I guess.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And also, Jasmine, it smells nummies.
Yeah. I love the flower.
Yep.
Jasmine, think these are nice names.
Jasmine's also quite jazzy. You can call her Jazz. Very jazzy. I quite like the name Jasmine.
She is jazzy.
She's so jazzy.
She's Jazzy McJazzison.
What about you, Claire?
Hi.
What about your name? How do you feel? Claire. It's going down in popularity.
At first, I was a bit shocked, a bit sad, but at the same time, I agree with Jasmine. I don't like when I meet someone that has the same name as me. I find it weird that you get compared to them.
Oh.
So I actually think in some ways it's probably a good thing that my friends will only know me, and I think I've got a pretty good reputation for myself.
Yeah.
So,
because it's like, oh, there's tall others. Jasmine and short Jasmine, or there's like blonde Jasmine and brunette Jasmine.
Great point.
You know? So it's like, if you're the only Claire, or like, oh, there's loud Claire and quiet Claire, you know, you just want to be Claire, like Rihanna, you know?
Yeah, see,
you just want to be the only Claire or the only slug.
The only slug. You know,
Because of Rowan. Not many Rowans around. You know many Rowans?
No, well, I told you the only encounter I've had with the name Rowan is my mum.
Oh.
Her first kiss
That's
was
right,
with someone named Rowan.
That's why she likes me so much, I think. She really does like. I get a good vibe from your mother. Maybe it's reminding her of the old days.
She loves you. She does love you.
God love you, Loz. Emma.
Hi.
Now.
How do you feel, Emma?
Yeah, I was a bit like the other two, a bit shocked.
Okay.
But then on reflection, I think that, you know, if it's any indication of my age, probably peaked when Rachel from Friends called her baby Emma.
Oh, of course.
Oh, of course. It makes sense.
That was a bit of a moment for me. But, you know, that's while ago now, so maybe we've moved on.
I knew a lot of Emmas in like primary school and high school.
There are a lot of Emmas. I think also Matthews, like I've dated like six Matthews.
Have you dated six Matts?
Like a lot of Matts to the point my friends have like a list of like, which Matt are we talking about?
Wow.
A lot of Matts. A lot of Matts I've dated.
I've dated a couple of Lucys actually.
Ooh.
Didn't think of that.
It's definitely on McCrindles.
Hopefully she's not listening to this podcast. Hello, Jade. Oh, we have a Jaden.
Jaden.
Hey, how's it going?
Knew you'd Jayden. Say that.
Now, Jaden, how do you spell your name?
I spell it with a J-A-Y.
Jaden.
Not good news, Jaden. Not good news.
Not
good news. You've dropped 46 points to number 71. How do you feel?
Yeah, how does it make you feel?
I agree with
everyone.
Everyone. Yep. Yeah, because I grew up with quite a few Jadens when I was in school, and it was just so... If someone calls out Jade, and you're like, which one are you talking to?
And did you get lots of different nicknames? Like, was one of you Jay? Was one of you Jado? Was one of you, like, Jades?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I just got everybody to start calling me by my last name, so nobody had my last name, so it was just quite easy.
Yeah,
sick.
That's a good one.
That's a clever one. Oh, we have a Lara here.
Is it Bingo?
Hello, guys.
Hey, Lara.
Hi, Lara.
I really like Lara. I think Lara's a nice name.
I love the name Lara. But Lara, are you happy to be more unique now?
Yeah, I am. But there is a lot of Lauras and Laurens out there. Oh. So what can you do?
Well, my mum is named Laura.
That is annoying.
She is truly raining on your parade. But Laura is quite a young name, I would say. So my grandma, Carmel, really had something about
it. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Because Carmel's name was Carmel Cecil.
Carmel Cecil.
So I think she thought, I want the most modern name going at this point.
Oh, didn't think we'd get one of these calls. Hello to you, Summer.
Oh, Summer.
Hi.
Oh, you sound like a lovely bright day.
Summer, what do you think about your name losing popularity? And also, why do you think? I'd love to get an explanation from a real Summer.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, God. To be honest, I have come across so many little girls with the name Summer in the last few months.
Have you?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like, kind of like confirmation bias, though? It's like when you look for a white car, you see a white car.
Oh, yes.
When your name's Summer, you know all the Summers?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Like when I was younger, there was no other Summers that I knew, and then now I think there's little girls everywhere with the name Summer.
Wow.
Summer is a nice name. I like all these names. They're nice. I think all names are actually really nice. I don't have anything as any names.
I don't like one
except
name.
Except for only Slug.
Yeah.
So or Abby. Name I have an issue
so
with.
I'm changing it, mate. Hot Nights.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast. Hot Nights Podcast.
Babe, I'm done with a certain appliance.
Oh, now I know what this is. So please tell our friends.
Okay, so at my house in the Northern Rivers, where it has been raining for 6 months.
It really has been raining.
And let me just start off with this. I acknowledge this is not the biggest issue in the world, but it is annoying. I bought a washer dryer from the previous owners because they were moving out and it was like cheap. And I was like, yeah, I'll give you like a couple $100 just to leave it there.
Leave it. It stays there. Great.
And I've never in my life had a washer dryer because I've always been skeptical. And I thought maybe I should hold back my prejudice towards washer dryers,
okay.
And I should be open-minded and think, you know, they exist for a reason.
I understand your prejudice.
In 2022, surely, like, a washer dryer actually washes and
you think
dries.
So. Yeah.
You think? No.
We do think, yes.
Well, on the case.
Okay.
So I, for 6 months, have not been able to dry my clothes or towels or anything up there because it's impossible.
Well, it shouldn't be. It's a washer dryer, mate. So why you're probably just not using the thing right.
Yep. So Conrad and I have both tried multiple times over the past maybe 6 to 8 months.
Conrad's like uses the hammer and stuff.
And so. All it does. So you wash it, right? The washing is fine.
Great. I say wash the clothes.
Washing is
good.
Well, mediocre. The washing is mediocre. It's fine.
I said it's just a fine wash.
It's a fine wash,
it's
right?
It's a bad smell out, but that's it.
Yeah, it's fine.
Kind of.
The drying merely warms up the damp clothes, and if you don't get them out within 5 seconds of it starting its warming motion, mold. The mildew smell. And Conrad can't smell very well, so he doesn't smell the mildew. I am really sensitive to it, to the point where I had a full-blown breakdown at my house. And it was screaming on the floor because everything smelled like mildew.
So
it's awful.
Once it washes, it starts the drying process, but because it gets it doesn't get it fully dry, it gets it warm and hot and damp. So
mold.
So it makes the mold in the same cycle.
As I said today, it isn't a washer dryer; it's a washer molder.
It's a washer molder.
It's
It'd
a washer molder.
Very efficient washer molder.
And I asked on my Instagram stories, "Hey everyone, what do you reckon about washer dryers? Can anyone recommend me one that works? Because surely there's one that works."
Totally.
The DMs. This is why I really like. I really love my platform in terms of like it is really good. Like, I basically have a personalized little Google. I can just post my story saying like,
"I've seen it.
Where's this dress from?" People can tell me. I'm like, "Oh, where should I go for dinner?" People
tell
me.
By the way, everyone, it is instant.
It's instant. Right?
It is. I've seen it. Instant. It's remarkable.
So I posted that. A lot of people were like, "Nah, they're absolute crap. Don't bother." Which is like they were agreeing with me. I was like, "Thank you. I love being validated in this way."
Yes.
People replying saying, If you have a 7 kilo washer dryer, only put in 3 kilos. First of all, I don't have weights next time I wash a dryer. I'm not going to weigh the 3 kilos. Second of all, why? Like, I'm not going to halve it and then spend an hour doing 3 kilo, 3 kilo and just have faith.
Well, I don't think you'd have the faith now anyway because it hasn't been going
well.
I
have the faith and just say, oh, it'll work while the rest of my clothes remain wet on where? On where? On the kitchen table. Someone said, do you have somewhere to put a clothes horse? No. That's as though I didn't think of just hanging the stuff out. As though someone who grew up in Queensland and didn't use a dryer until she was like 21. I didn't have a dryer until I was like 21.
Yeah.
Because in Queensland, it's sunny every day, usually. So usually you just dry everything on the line.
And within hours.
Within hours, easily. In fact, sometimes it gets sun damaged. You have to get it off really quickly. Like,
you can't
it dries,
just leave it there.
It dries in half an hour. You go, right, oh, God. Yes, everyone, I did think of a clothes horse. The issue is that it's so wet up there and also cold, it takes 2 full days to dry. And what happens then? Mold again. Yep. Mold, mildew, mold, mildew, mold. I'm in a never-ending cycle. I'm surrounded by mold and mildew my entire life. Full-on breakdown. I'm done with it. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to have to put it in a separate laundry. Oh, then someone said, do you have room for a dryer? Like, you think I haven't thought about buying a $300 dryer from the good guys? Like, yes, I've thought about getting a dryer that's separate. The issue is the house is the size of my toe. The house doesn't fit a dryer. So then I got a quote to build a laundry under the house.
Why don't you put the dryer under the house? Because in Tasmania, we had an old dryer we never really used, but it was plugged in under the house. It was an old one.
That's what I might get, a top loader.
Yep.
Old, like,
yep.
Gum tree.
That's what we had.
But I am scared about, like, electrical fires and stuff. I am worried about that. And yes. Comrades not to do that. But I had to get a quote to build a laundry underneath the staircase.
Right.
Thought, great idea. They were like, yeah, like it'd be like 10 grand. I was like, okay, like I guess in theory that is kind of worth it to have, for the quote, $17,000. I was like, I'm not paying 17 grand for a dryer.
No, for a dryer.
So now I have to try and rearrange my entire house to find a spot for a dryer because washer dryers, I'm going to sue them. I'm going to sue just the name washer dryer for false advertising. ACCC. I'll wait my email.
On the podcast, things are very hot, very Abby. The Hot Nights Podcast.
This is a Hot Nights content warning. The following content may offend you, so please turn off your radio now.
Or if you're kind of curious, you know, just keep it on. time for
Naughty After 8:40.
So we should maybe do our sexy voice.
Sexy.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we should. You've just been very naughty.
Oh,
you threw a bit of paper at me.
Oh, it's after 8:40. I can do what I like.
Oh.
Within reason, consensually.
Because there's still codes we could break.
What have you got to talk about? I would know, but I just threw my piece of paper at you and I can't.
You can't read it anymore. Man makes almost $3,000 for selling his used socks online.
Really?
The sweatier, the bettier.
Wow.
Yeah. So Billy Joe Gray has an OnlyFans page.
Hot name.
And he sells his used socks. He's quite good looking. His used socks to people. And he'll do things like he'll upload photo of his feet showing he's using the socks their fullest. Potentially he's really stretching them out. He's really making sure those socks have been used like they deserve. Yep. Yep.
With every thread.
Every thread being used. He then uploads things like 3 pairs for sale. Good deal on these three.
Got a deal on three.
He'll do a package deal. It's a nice package. It's a nice package.
So he'll give you like 3 pair of socks for price of two.
Price of two.
Oh.
He sells them between £10 and £30 a pair. Sorry, I say pound now because it's pound time, baby.
Really?
Pound.
£10.
£10. £30. And he sells it to 12 pairs a week, which adds up to £360.
Good pound maths.
Good pounding.
How does hang on. Does he know how he gets the $30 pairs?
I think it's to do with how much he wears them.
Wow.
That's the deal. When I was in the jungle,
Ash. What's his name? Williams. Williams, mate. The guy you were just holding on to for dear life.
No, because I was really.
Like a koala to a touch. Tree.
Yeah, yeah. I'm about Ash Williams, yeah. He was talking about how he was selling his foot picks, and he said, oh, because you would think you want like a nice hoof, like a nice foot. He said, no, 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 like the more mangled, the better. Like you, if you have like an ingrown toenail,
I've
like something interesting. He said something interesting about the hoof. Then people will like to buy.
I've got dirty, manky feet.
Would you sell hoof picks?
Yeah. What's this? Oh, totally.
Conrad, I think, was offered money.
Yeah, totally. A little above that. Don't look at me like that, Patricia Max. We're not doing it on the show.
I mean, I think I.
Publicly.
I would sell hoof picks, but I'm just a bit too time poor to get the content.
What do you mean? Clip, done.
No, but usually they want, like, for example, on Real Housewives Miami.
Yeah.
Larsa Pippen, Scottie Pippen's ex-wife,
is
on OnlyFans. And
really?
Yeah, yeah, because they broke up. And she sells mainly hoof picks, but just to send them like her rubbing her feet against her feet, and like it's a lot of like it's like customized.
I'd pay to say that. Larsa, she, Lara Pippen.
She makes
Larsa, whatever.
She makes $10,000 a day. US.
Hey, how about executive producer Max and I manage your foot OnlyFans account. We take a cut. You just send us pics of your feet.
It's weird.
We take a little cut. You make most of the money. And sometimes it's actually not your feet. It's like there might be Trin's feet. Sometimes we'll get
my feet are pre-recognizable. Like, you can trick people.
They're not Abby's. They're Trin's.
Need more hot stuff in your ears? Subscribe to the podcast now and catch the show live weekdays from 7 p.m. across the Hit Network. Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Gotta have some hot nights with Abby Chatfield.